there was three Winston Churchill vases, and the first one, I was just finishing it off, and it slipped out of my hand, and I saved it from it in the floor with my feet.
The one that was the actual Churchill jardinier that was being presented to Mr. Churchill.
Yeah, it slipped out of my hand, because when you're polishing it, the surface becomes very silky. And then we always did two in case the one went wrong. Three we did altogether. The second one went to Curtin Street, which was the Worcester showroom then. And then they had this break-in and stole the vase, or the jardinier anyway. And then we had to do a third one for insurance purposes. We had to alter it slightly, so as not to take the value off the first one. We just altered the pattern on it slightly.
And then you were asked to go to Chartwell to do the panel.
Because the back panel was unfinished. Yes, I had to go to Chartwell to, because Harry Davis died after he painted the panel on the third vase. So I had to go to Chartwell to see how the back panel was finished off. I had to take the draw and paint it as it was and bring it back to the factory to do it on china.
I had special permission. They gave me special permission to go. Churchill's son did. And but they wouldn't take it out, you see, until he was in this room, locked in this room. And then I went down to the village and made friends with the village people. And I had to stay in the village while he copied it. And then Ivor fetched me back, and we went, and custodians that were looking after Charwell said, well, feel free to do exactly what you want, go where you want, go in the ground, go all over the house. And it was lovely, and his half-smoked, well, it wasn't really his anyway, but a half-smoked cigar was in the ashtray on the desk, you know, in front of the French windows. And it was a beautiful house, and we had a wonderful day.